Okay, fine. So, we're continuing to discuss our Mikvah after all that. We got it on the previous Amud, right? So we're going to discuss the halacha in the Mishnah that Ari Miklat have to have many roads going towards them and also roads going between them. Right? Tanya Rabbi Eliezer and Yaakov Omer.
Where are we up to?
I was just reading from the last couple words of Yoram and Aleph. Tanya Rabbi Eliezer and Yaakov Omer. Miklat haya kosov al parashas grafim kreishi yakir ha-yuretzeach v'yifnel sham. So they had little signs. They had signs at crossroads that said, your Miklat is that way. Right, so the Ritzach will be able to find it easily. Amar Rav Kahana, Maikra, Tachin Lecha Aderech, Asei Lecha Hachana Laderech. So Rav Kahana says, what does it mean, Tachin Lecha Aderech? Right? What does that possibly mean? Make a road ready. It means that you should make ready for the roads. You should prepare in advance, right? Rav Chama Bar Chanina Pasach Lapischa Lehi Parshas Amehacha. Rav. Rav Chama Bar Chanina started talking about the Pasach Lapischa Lehi Parshas. That means when he would give shiur on this parsha. Excuse me. Either in Vaiskhan or in Matos, he would talk about he would give this dar drasha first. Vasher leitzadav elohim inaliyadai. Right, he did not. I suppose he was not plotting this. He did not do it deliberately. Elohim inaliyadai, and Kadosh Baruch Hu caused his hand to go astray when he killed this person. Right. Vegamer kasher yomar mashala kadmoni. So the old teacher, old Masha will say, from evil people, evil will come out. Right? What does it mean? What's this pasuk talking about? There are two people, she'harugu es hanefesh. They both committed murder. One was b'shoyge, one was unintentional, and one was intentional, right? Lezein edim. Neither of them has edim, so one doesn't go into galus and one doesn't get executed because neither of them has edim for what they did, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu mazminan lepundak echad ze she'arag b'meizid yoshev tachas asulam ze she'arag b'shoyge yoyred basulam v'neifalav v'haragai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings them to the same inn, and the one who killed deliberately will sit under a ladder, and the one who killed inadvertently will climb the ladder, or I suppose climb down the ladder, and as he's climbing, right, he will fall on the one who killed deliberately, and he will kill him, right? Zeh Sheharag Bemezin Nerag, the one who killed deliberately will be killed, right? And by the way he's being killed is sort of similar to Skila. Right? V'zeh she'harag b'shogeg, that I'm not certain what to do with, because he shouldn't get skila, but okay. V'zeh she'harag b'shogeg goyle. Right? And the one who killed inadvertently, he'll go to Golos, because this time he was seen. Okay. Ruch tamim echalam shekhan liyum. What is Amar Rabba Baravuna, Amar Ravuna. So Rabba Baravuna said in the name of Ravuna, Vamrila Amar Ravuna, Amar Rabbi Elazar. And some people said Ravuna said this in the name of Rabbi Elazar. Minha Torah, U Minha Nevi'im, U Minha Ksuvim. So this exists in the Torah, exists in the Vien Ksuvim. In the Bederek Adam Roitzel Eilekba Melichim Eisai. The way that what he wants to do, he'll be allowed to do it. Right? If he wants to do bad things, he'll be allowed to do that. Good things, he'll be allowed to do that. Right? He has free will, right? And his free will is meaningful. Min haTorah. In the Torah, we see this concept. Dichziv. It says Loitzel Eilekim Ayim. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu said, where does it say Loitzel Eilekim Ayim? Which parasha is that in? Here's a Valkyrie.
Wait, what was
it
again?
Lo Yisei Leif Emahem. Who was that said to and by whom?
Kubernetes failed by my team.
Nope. Loisei Lechem Ahem. Nope, it was said to Bilam by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? And then it says, Uchsev, and it says later, Kum Leich Itam. Right, later on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, when he, Bilam was like, look, they came back and they really want me to go, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was like, fine, go with them. Right? So you can see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to stop Bilam from trying to do evil if that's what he wants to do. In the Vim, we say it's called Tiktiksiv, Ani Hashem Elehecha Melamecha Lehiu Medrichecha Baderech Teileich. In the Vim, it says, I am Hashem, your God, who teaches you to improve your ways, Baderech Teileich, in the way that you walk. What does that mean, Baderech Teileich? In the way that you choose to walk, meaning you choose it, right? In Ksuvim, we see this idea, Dichziv, as it says, Apostle, Im Leitzim, Uyalitz, Vela, Navim, Yitain, Echim. Im, to the Leitzim, to those who are Leitzim, who are scoffers, right, not serious people, right, who Yalitz, he will cause them to be scoffed, right? Ulaniim, Yitain, Echim, and to Aniim, Navim, excuse me, to modest people, he will give grace.
Okay.
Amar Ravuna said, "Reitzeach shagal leir miklat mitzayi goyel adam veragoy patur." Right, a reitzeach who went to the galus to an ir miklat, and a goyel found him and killed him is patur. Right, meaning. What? It must be outside the Yermiklad, right? If the Goldam kills him within the Yermiklad, then clearly he's Chayev, right? That's the whole point of the Yermiklad. It must be the Goldam killed him while he was on the way to the Yermiklad. Yeah? So if the Goldam, until he actually reaches the Yermiklad, he's not safe. If the Goldam kills him, the Goldam is Potter. Kasava, he said, V'loein mishpat mavet, v'goladam hu dichziv. The pasuk says that he thought that. What does it mean? The pasuk says velo ein mishpat mavet. Ein mishpat mavet. So the gemara and the pasuk is pen your doipko el adam acharei arteach ki yecham leva vayvisigoy ki arba yirba derech vehi kol nefesh. Right. So all that's clearly talking about the actions of the gol adam. Right. It says velo ein mishpat mavet ki lo isay nehu lo. So, what does that mean? Does it mean that the loy mishpat mavet, right? The reason why I'm writing this whole parasha and I'm trying to save the Gorda Rotseach Bishkoga is because he didn't want to kill the person who he killed? Or does it mean that it's really talking about the Gol Adam? The Gol Adam didn't have anything against this person before he killed his relative. Now he killed his relative, okay, that's a good reason to kill someone. Right? So Ravuna thinks that it means talking about the Gol Adam. The Gol Adam, it's really talking about the Gol Adam. The Lein Mishpat Mavis, the Gol Adam does not is not Chayev Misa, he shouldn't be executed. Mesivi, we have a response for Lein Mishpat Mavis. Same pasuk, right? Beretzeach chazam medaber. The Brisa says it's really talking about the Retzeach. Right? The Retzeach is not Chayev Misa. The reason why we're trying to save the Retzeach is because he's really not Chayev Misa. You say it's a retzeach. Maybe it should be so talking about the Gol Adam. Right? When he says, it says that he didn't hate him from yesterday or the day before, it must be talking about the Retzeach and the guy who was killed, not about the Gol Adam and the Retzeach. Right? It must be saying the Retzeach is not Chayev because he had nothing against the person who he killed. It wasn't deliberate. The Amarki Haitana, and this is like another Tana, the Sanya, as we have in Braitha, Velo Ein Mishpat Maves, Bagol Adam Akasim Medaber. Right? Rav Huna must be saying like this, different Braitha, says, Velo Ein Mishpat Maves, is really talking about the Gol Adam. Atom Omer, Bagol Adam Akasim Medaber, you say talk about Gol Adam. Maybe talk about the Retzeach Mishkaga, who got it killed, right? When the pasuk says that must be talking about the Retzeach, right? It's clear to us that's talking about the Retzeach. And obviously that's a reason why he's not Chayav Misa. So I don't need to say the words kilo ein mishpat mavet. So they're extra. They must be about the Gol Hadam. Right, the Gol Hadam doesn't have a Mishpat Mafes.
Meaning they're teaching different things.
Yeah, even though the words directly follow each other in the Pasuk and grammatically they seem to be joined together, right? We're darshing them because when we say that the Roitzeach had nothing against the person he killed, that's a way of saying he didn't plan what happened, right? Meaning he shouldn't be Chayav Misa. So why do I need to say he's not Chayav Misa? It must be that I'm talking about somebody else. Who could I possibly be talking about? I must be talking about the Gol Hadam. Okay? Yeah. Tanan. Moisrin loy shnei talmidei chacham sheyem aragenu v'derech. They send with the Roitzeach two talmidei chachamim because the Gol Hadam might kill him on the way. Remember, if the Gol Hadam does that, he's potter. So we need to make sure that he doesn't do it. V'dabrui lov, and they'll speak to him. My love, de masrubeit. Isn't that to say that they'll give him a throw? They'll tell him, if you kill him, you're chayiv. And this is a raya that really, the Gol Hadam, if he kills him on the way to the Yom Miklat, he is chayiv. The katil bar katlehu, that if he kills, he will himself be executed. Loi, no, that's not the case. Kidisanya, as we have in a braisa, v'dabrui lov, dvarimaru yim loi. When they say, when it says v'dabrui lov, it means dvarimaru yim loi. They will say to him things that are appropriate. Omrim loi al tinhag v'minhag shofchei damim. Don't act with him, towards him, in the minag, in the behavior of somebody who's a murderer. Bishkagaba maisi liyadoi. He did it accidentally. It wasn't his fault. Rabbi Meir says, "Who made Dabriel Yidatzma?" He also speaks for himself. Shnei Maras we have v'zed v'ar Ritzach, and we have Pasul says the Ritzach really should speak for himself. Amr loy harbe shlichus. I say. They said to him, there is much shlichus. Meaning, what does it mean? It means that it will be more effective if somebody else talks. If some guy killed your brother, son, father, whatever, right? And then you're chasing him because you want to kill him for it. It's not a good idea for him to be the one to try to persuade you out of it. You might not listen, right? It needs to be a third party there who'll talk to you. So Chum responds to Rabbi Meir, in Achinami, he can talk for himself, but it's going to be less effective than if two Talmidei Chum speak for him. Right? Okay. Amr Mar, we have in a brisa, Bishkaga ba Maisa Leyadoi. We have Bishkaga ba Maisa Leyadoi. This will happen accidentally. Pshita, it's obvious. Bemezid bar galus. So, because if he did a bemezid, does he really go into galus? In, yes, he does go into galus. Veha, when's he going to galus, by the way, if he's mezid?
Oh, before the shop.
Very good. Okay. Veha, Tanya, Rabbi Yezi, Rabbi Yudai, Mer, Bitchila, Echad Shoge, Echad Mezid, Kiddig, Makdimin, Lair, Mikad, Ovestin, Shulchan, Mavino, Isam, Misham, Mishnizkai, Misa, Argu, Shneemar, Vashel, Shalchub, Nezikni, Rev, Lakhoi, Say, Misham, Snoy, Sabi, Ad Galadam, Vamez. So he says, and it says, we have this brisa from Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, who says that in the beginning, everybody is sent into the Yom Miklat. Then the Bez Din go and they send back for him, and they bring him back for a trial. If he's Chayav Misa, they kill him, as we have in the Pasuk, that the Ziknei Iro will give him over to Gol Hadam, and he will be killed. Anybody who's not Chayav will be Patur, he'll go on with his life. Shenemar, as it says, Ve'itziloi ha'eda, es ha'reitzeach, mi'ad Gol Hadam. Right? There's a pasuk that says that the Eidah, the Bezdin, will save the Roitzeach from the Gol Hadam.
What does that mean?
They'll save him. They won't allow him to be killed. He's potter. That's in a case where he's not chayev. They're not chayev galus, not chayev misa. Right? Really wasn't his fault. You know, unfortunately, accidents happen.
So in the case where he's potter galus.
Yeah. Mishan is chayev galus. Machazirino is soilim kaimoi. Anybody who is chayev galus, they take him back to the Ir Miklat. Shnei Maras says v'yishivoi soida el Ir Miklatoi. The Meida will return him to his Ir Miklat. Asher nashama that he fled to. Sorry. Rebbe Yomer mi atzman hein goylin. Rebbe says on their own they go into galus, right? It's not. Let's read the rest of Mara and explain. Ketzurin hein echad shaygu vechad meizid koltois. Behein en anyadin shabeshaygu koltois bemeizid einan koltois. So Rebbe says no. We're talking about a case where somebody ran away to a miklat. because he's an Amaris, and he didn't realize that the Yirmi Klot only works for somebody who committed murder b'shogi. He thought it's even if he did a b'mezin, and he didn't realize that the Yirmi Klot won't help him if he did a b'mezin, so he went to the Yirmi Klot hoping to survive, and then the Goladam found him and killed him. That's fine.
And there's a lot, and then there's a little.
What does that mean? We're trying to explain a case where a mazid went into Golas, where a mazid arrived in near Miklat, right? That was the case. The Gemara was asking about a case that Bryce mentioned, where it seemed like a mazid went into Golas. The answer is, Rebbe says, yeah. Sometimes a mazid, Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Yehuda says a mazid goes to Golas before his trial. Rebbe says, and we'd already encountered that, Rebbe says, no, I mean, Amazed goes to the Gullus because he thinks that he'll survive that way. He's wrong, but he thinks that.
When Amazed goes to Gullus, according to the second opinion,
he can be killed. That's true according to the first opinion as well.
Is he fleeing from Mitat Beitin or Mitat Kol Adam?
I think he's fleeing from the Kol Adam. If he's fleeing, if he's been judged to be Amazed, right, and then he's Chayav Misas Bezdin, then the Bezdin is just going to execute him. Like, there's no goal running away to Mikla. We're talking about it. He was judged to be Amazed, but there wasn't, for whatever reason, the standards of evidence weren't reached, and so he can't actually be executed. Okay. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said, "Ir sheruba roitzkim eina koletes." If most of the city is made up of roitzkim, of murderers, then it doesn't help anyone, right? They can't go. They can't take refuge there. Shneimar, as it says, "V'diber beos neizik neyair ahi es devarav." Because the pasuk says that the Reitzeach will tell the elders of the city what happened, right? And the pasuk, and he says Estvarav, he'll tell them his thing, his words, right? It's not if their words are the same as his words, meaning it's not if the Zikneir themselves are murderers. So if most of the city is murderers, then he can't take refuge there. The Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar also said, Rabbi Elazar said there also have to be Zakenim in the city. But there have to be Talmidei Chachamim there who can listen to him. If there aren't, then the city doesn't give him refuge. Like, as in, it doesn't work. Even if he goes there, it doesn't help. Ismar, there is a Ir She'ein Bazkenim. Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Chadar Mer Koletes, Chadar Mer Ein Koletes. So we have, this is actually a subject of a debate. An Ir, a city which has no Zkenim, which has no Talmidei Chachamim, we have a debate between Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi. One of them said Koletes, it works, and one of them said it doesn't work. So this statement of Rabbi Elazar is actually also the subject of disagreement between Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi. Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, right? For the person who says that it doesn't work, that's because there is no zakenim, and the pasuk said you need zakenim, right? The one who says that it works, no, that's describing what the city should be like. But it's not saying the city doesn't work at all if it's not exactly like that. That's the ideal. Sometimes you can't reach the ideal. I'll call my... The Ir She'ein Ba Zakenim, and the city which has no Zakenim, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Chad Amar Naase Ben Sarir Omeire, V'chan Amar Ein Naase Ben Sarir Omeire. So, similar discussion. A city which has no Zakenim, right? Can you have a Ben Sarir Omeire there? So remember the story of Ben Sarir Omeire is that you have this son who he's a glutton and he drinks all the time and he's a thief and whatever. All the parameters are going to a Ben Sarir Omeire, right? And his parents tried to discipline him and they couldn't, whatever. So eventually, right, Vehiviu, as the pasuk says, Vehiviu Osoi Al Zikneiro. They bring him to the elders of the city, to the Bezdin. So there's no Talmidei Chachamim to make a Bezdin there, then you can't do that. Does that prevent you from creating a Ben Sarir Omeire in that city, or do you just go to another city? Is basically the question, right? One of them said it works, and one of them said it doesn't. For the person who said that you need that it doesn't work, so you need to have Zakenim, you need to have elders, you need to Talmidei Chachamim, and here there aren't, so you can't do it. No. The one who says it does work says, it's not saying you have to be dafka in that city. It's saying it should be in that city. There should be a bezdin in that city. But if there isn't, then you take them to different bezdin. Okay.
V'irsha ein bas kenim Rabbi Yami Ramasi echad amar mevia egla rufa echad amar ein mevia egla rufa. And another debate: what if there's no Beis Din, there are no Talmidei Chacham in the city, and somebody is found near the city dead, murdered? So does that city then bring an egla rufa? So an egla rufa, right, is a procedure that's mentioned in Chumash, right, where if somebody is murdered outside of a city and we don't know what happened, right, so the elders have to bring an egla, right? Parameters, right? Various parameters. And they take it to a Nahar Eitan, a very, very strong river, right? And there they kill the egla by... by smacking a chisel into its neck, right? And then they bury it there, it's Asrabana, right? And then they have a whole vidu, they say there with the Khan and whatever, right? That's what you do. So do you do that if there are no Zakenim in the city? Can the city do that without Zakenim? Some people, for the one who says that you need Zakenim, that you can't do it without Zakenim, you're saying the Pasuk said the elders of the elders of that city, there aren't any, right? The one who says that you can't, then it's a mitzvah alma, you can do it. By the way, I have a suffix. Does it mean that you tick Zakenim, you pick Talmidei Chachamim from a different city? Or does it mean that somebody who's not a Talmidei Chacham does it? I'm not sure. Right? Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina. Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina said, "Mipnei ma ne'mara Parshas Roitzkim beLashon Azah." Why is Parshas Roitzkim said in Lashon Azah? In it says Vayidaber, right? Dichsi Vayidaber Hashem LYeshua LeMor. Usually it says Vayomer, so Vayidaber is somehow less personal, right? Daber of Neisrael LeMor. Tnu Lachem Esarei Hamiklat Asher Dibati Lachem Agamer. Speak to Bnei Yisrael and say, set aside your Ari Miklat that I told you to make. Mipnesha Henshel Torah, because they were Torah law. Normally, Yoshua wasn't told to do things that are explicitly mentioned in the Torah. Here he was, and therefore it had to be said more formally, I suppose, more strongly, right? I think. Oh, let's go to double dots. Okay. The Meirah Zechol Dibur Lashon Kasha. Is that to say that every single time it says the word Dibur, Vayidaber, that means that it's speaking harshly, it's speaking more strongly, right? Is that really true? Yes, it is true. Kidechziv Dibur Ha'isha Adeneha Aretz Itano Kashais. Right? What is that from? Dibur Ha'isha Adeneha Aretz Itano Kashais. Yeah, so the Lord of the land spoke and said nasty things to us, and he used the word diber. So that says diber is lashon kasha. It means it's hard. It's somehow stronger, less friendly lashon. Asanya, we have a brisa nidberu. A nidberu ella lashon as nidberu ishal re'eu nidberu. The word nidberu is from the same shoresh dalet beis reish, right? Is lashon nachas. It's a gentle way of saying the word speaking in Torah. V'cheinu emer and says yadber amim tachta yadber amim tachtav, and the pasuk also says yadber amim tachtav. He'll bring. I mean, it literally means he'll bring nations underneath him. But yadber, yeah. Daber lachud, diber lachud, yadber lachud. No, yadber, even though it comes from the same shoresh, the same root word, right, means something different. It's a completely different conjugation, right? But ledaber or yedaber is lashon kasha.